here's the cool thing. So a few weeks ago, we pestered you on social media to tell us who some of your favorite speakers and stories were from the past year. Thank you very much to those of you who did that. A lot of the storytellers that we have tonight were people who made that list, and we invited them back because we know you like them so much. And the first person to take the stage that honor belongs to is Mr. James D'Amato.
James D'Amato!
Hey, thanks, guys. It's good to see you. I'm now going to look at this screen instead of you.
Yay!
Not everybody knows, I come from a role-playing podcast, and I talk D&D all the time in my normal life. Most of my days are spent on message boards, talking about role-playing games, or thinking about being on message boards, talking about role-playing games, or just playing role-playing games. You guys, I'm a big-ass nerd. And one of the complaints that I hear all the time about high-level D&D, and comic books for that matter, is that death is meaningless. Which I think is kind of a dumb complaint for a lot of reasons, but the most prominent one is that it's really, really petty. I get it that nobody's really comfortable with the idea of death, but I think it's crazy to expect, and in some cases demand, that everyone that you are watching is threatened by death. It seems like this weird compulsion that people have, and they complain about and voice loudly on internet forums all the time. I want these characters to fear death, and I don't believe it, and I won't engage with it unless death is a serious threat. And it seems bizarre that people work so hard to avoid thinking about death in their day-to-day lives, but they demand to have it played out for them over and over again in fiction. And it's like an adult mind only wants to have death to have power in fiction. And they cut it out of everything that they have in their day-to-day as much as possible. And I think that's to the detriment of finding meaning in what little time that we have. After the last day of school between 4th and 5th grade, I was sitting on the front steps of my house with my mother and little sister, and I was having one of those moments where the world in front of me felt really big and open. The last day of school provides a feeling of absolute freedom that I have not felt in any other time in my life. And I think it's because it's the only time that you're ever really done with something. When you leave the 4th grade, everything from that year is gone. You get a new teacher, new books, a new homeroom, a new desk. And because you're a kid, by the end of the summer, you might be an entirely new person. It's basically a total unburdening. And I was imagining all the trees that I could climb now that I didn't have to worry about goddamn fractions. When my mom said to me, you're a 5th grader now. Or you're a 4th grader now. Jesus. I should have written that more carefully. And I guess it didn't occur to me when that transition was supposed to happen, because life as a kid is really, really structured. It's seriously like you're living in a game. A child of your knowledge and experience is level 4, but if you learn a year's worth of math, science, literature, and history trivia, you'll gain an extra die of sneak attack. And I think the grade system is pretty great. Every year is punctuated by advancement. You very clearly move from one part of life to another, and the context of pretty much everything that you do as a child is under moving forward. We make our society reflect what is physically happening to children. Growing up is about growing up. And the annual ritual of advancing reminds you that you are constantly moving forward to the things that you see adults experience that you want, or, you know, maybe not that you want, but that you know is going to become part of your life soon. And it makes a hell of a lot more sense than the adult world. Now, for me at least, time just passes by in a disorganized wave of events overlapping and running into each other. It's like one minute you're flopping down on the new couch that you got for your apartment, and the next you're trying to figure out how to get rid of it because nobody can take it with them. There's no certainty here, and there's no goal that I feel that I'm moving towards. There are things that I want to happen and that I hope will happen. However, I'm not sure how to do those things, and nobody else seems to have figured out that either. In that moment on the porch, I didn't have too long to think about what it would be like becoming a fourth grader, because as I was feeling a little older and a little taller, I remembered that I was going to die. And you know, this occasionally happens. Like, I'll remember something happy or sad or embarrassing, and that will bring me to now, which can only be followed by then. And it's that sort of, it's sort of like choking on your thoughts. Like, as good as we are at chewing and swallowing, occasionally we hit a misstep and choke and cough for like 3 minutes as our friends make fun of us. It's that same sort of thing. As good as we are at avoiding these depressing thoughts, occasionally they'll pop up and they'll take over everything. And all you can think about is the end. And adults, to cope with that, I believe, have removed progression from our lives. Because we know we're not growing up anymore. We're heading towards the end. And it wasn't long after leaving home that I really stopped celebrating birthdays and holidays, and all of the big, exciting annual events are kind of reduced by cynicism. There are a bunch of people who spend a great deal of time telling other people that Christmas is commercial, and Thanksgiving is about familial angst, and that Halloween isn't the greatest thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I think this all stems from an existential cowardice of wanting to separate yourself from death. These are the sort of people who don't want to confront themselves with the reality of what going through your 26th Christmas actually means. And I don't like these people. They are jaded party poopers, and they have awful opinions on internet forums. So to cleanse ourselves of the fear of advancing and to prepare for the new year, I want to create a new annual tradition right here with all of you. So I want you all to take a moment with me to level up. So I want you to think about all the damage you've taken over the year and mark that down. I want you to think about all the lessons that you've learned and add them to your sheets. And I want you to focus on every small victory that you felt over the year that brought you to this moment right now and put them together. Focus them together. And now you all have uncanny dodge. And I can declare that because I'm a game master. So mark it off on your character sheets, and I will see you all next year.
Thank you so much, James. We did not talk about the content of anyone's stories beforehand, but somehow I knew, like, James is going to fucking start it off right. Hell yeah, dude. I wish we had the Final Fantasy victory music right now. Kev, you got that back there? What kind of nerdalogs are we, anyway?